Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Gimel. Just to do a quick summary of what we learned yesterday as an introduction to today. Remember, we start off the Masechta Arba, Ovis, Nezikin, Hashor, V'Abor, Hamava, V'Hahever. And the Gemara pointed out that the word Ovis suggests that there are the main categories of Hezek, and then there are Toldois, which are the derivatives, they're the subcategories that stem from the Ovis. And the Gemara asked, told the same ki yoitz behen, or lav ki yoitz behen? Are the toldois, the offspring, the derivatives, are they like the parents, like the major categories, or are they different? And Gemara initially brought rais from two other sources where we use the term avos, and there are toldois. One of them is, Mendy already mentioned it this morning after davening, those are the avos molochais when we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos, that there are lamites molochais. And the Mishnah uses the expression "Ovis Malachis Arboim Chaserachas," and the Gemara concluded that told the same ki yoitz behen. If you're over on an Av Malacha, on for instance on Shabbos, a person does Zayreya by planting the field with seeds. Then Chaser Shalom, if he does that b'mezid with Hasra, with Eidim, Skila. If he did a Bishoygi Gasabin Karmchatos, what happens if he did the Tolda? He didn't plant with seeds, but rather he just watered his garden or watered his field. That's already a tolda. Same thing applies. Did it b'meizid? Skila. Shoigeg karmchatas. So to the same, ki yoitze behen. And then we had legami tuma. The Mishnah beginning, Masechtas Kalim begins. Ovois ha tumois. Hasheretz, hashich vazeretz, meimes. Says here also, ovois ha tumois. Major categories. What's the story with their toldois? So the Gemara said immediately, told the same, lav ki yoitze behen. Because, for instance, the sheretz itself has a din of an avatama, and if it touches odom v'kelim, those odom v'kelim become tamei. However, the odom that touches that sheretz, and he now becomes a rishon l'tama, if he touches another odom, nothing happens. He's only metamei oichlin u'mashkin. So I see that the derivatives, that is the toldos of the avos ha-tumah, are lav ki yoitze behen. They're not the same. So the question is, what's the story with the toldos nezikin? Are they the same as the avos, or are they different than the avos? And Rapapa answered on the top of Beis Amid Beis on the fourth line, Rapapa, yesh men ki yoitze behen, v'yesh men lav ki yoitze behen. There's no one rule that fits all, one size that fits all. Rather, sometimes you find that the toldos of the avos nezikin are the same, and sometimes we find that they are different. Okay, so to be able to figure out which are the same and which are different, first we have to analyze all these four. Number one, the avos of the four, and then we talk about the toldos and see what the toldos say in ki yoitze ben alav. So the first one that we dealt with yesterday was Karen. And what did we establish legabe Karen? Karen is the Av Malacha. The toldos are Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Be'ita. Those are all the toldos. And guess what? They have the exact same din as Karen, which is that if they do any one of these Heziks for the first three times, you only have to pay Chutzin Hezek. And if you do it the fourth time, the Karen becomes upgraded, it becomes a full-fledged mu'ad, and you have to pay Nezek Shalom. And the Gemara concluded, told the same ki yoitze behen, there's no difference in halacha between the Av of Karen and the Toldos of Karen. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, let's move on. We're now five lines from the bottom of Beis Amid Beis. El the Toldos to Karen ki Karen, v'chi ka'omer Rapapa, when Rapapa said that they're all told the saying, lav ki yoitze behen, perhaps he was talking about Shein V'Regel. The reason why the Gemara now migrates to Shein V'Regel is because the first of the Ovis in our Mishnah was Shor, and Shor typically includes the three major Hezekim, the Keren, Shein, and Regel. Whether that's the definition of Shor in the Mishnah, we'll see in Mirchem and the Amid Beis, will be a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, but at least in terms of what you think of when you think of a Shor, you think of a Shor causing these three different types of Hezek. So Karen, we have already gone through, told the saying, Ki Yoitze Behen. Now let's see what the story is with Shein and with Regel. So Gemara, Shein v'regel heichik sivi. Where do we have Shein and regel? Yeah, I had put a chumish aside on my table. I'm afraid somebody probably put it away.
No, on the top bottom left, bottom right.
Okay, Shkoyach, thank you very, very much. This is perfect, this is great. It's perfect, thank you. So the Gemara tells us now the din of Shein and Regel. Where do we find Shein and Regel? Thank you very much, Barry. Thank you very much, Brother Shai. We have it, Shkoyach. These, all of the four avos appear in Parshas Mishpatim. Now, talking specifically about the din of, or the nezikin of Shein v'Regel, Zok Dimara, before we can talk about the tolvos of the Shein v'Regel, first we have to establish, in fact, that there are avos of Shein v'Regel. Shein v'Regel heichiksiva, where they written the Torah, the Sanya, we have a pasuk. Now, this is an interesting pasuk, because in this pasuk we have both the din of Shein and Regel. Our Gemara is its number 5. Ki aver ish sodo icherem v'shilach es be'iroi uviyah b'steyacher meitav sedeo meitav karmoi yishalem. If you don't have yours, you can trust that there is such a pasuk in Mishpatim. So now, what does all that mean? When you start off with the pasuk ki aver ish sodo icherem, at least in my mind, I thought we're going to talk about fire. Yaver is a lashon of hever, a fire. But that's not the case. Kiaver ish sod eicherem, v'shilach ez be'iroi, uvir b'steyacher. Says Rashi immediately on the spot, what are these three l'shoynes? Yaver, be'iroi, uvir b'steyacher. Kulam loshen behema. Kiaver ish sod eicherem means that a person has his behema going through the field. V'shilach ez be'iroi, and he sends it, uvir b'steyacher, and it leaves his field, it goes into the other guy's field, and it's uvir, and it consumes vegetation, consumes tfuah, whatever it eats, and it causes damage. Ah, so that's the yaver beer. And Rashi says, Kimoy, we find this also in Bamidbar, anachnu uvi irenu. Where do we find that? Perik chof pasuk dalid in Bamidbar. Shteitum pasi. V'lom ha'veisem es kahal Hashem elamidbar hazeh, lom sham anachnu. Uvi'irenu means our behemoths, our livestock. Aha, so here we're talking about Shar, and we're talking specifically about the Shein and the Regel. Now, where does it say Shein v'Regel? I didn't see the word Shein or Regel in this pasuk. Ah, so now the Gemara explains. Zok Dimar Desanya, v'shilach, we start off the pasuk, Kiaver ish sada eichenem, v'shilach ez be'iroi. Okay, v'shilach zeh regel. How do I know that v'shilach means regel? V'cheinu oim, I have another pasuk. Who's there on the pasuk? Pasuk in Yeshaya says in the pasuk, "Mishalchi regel hashar v'achamar." Oh, so I see that the word "mishalchi" and "regel" come together. So when it says now "v'shilach," it means regel, and then the pasuk says "uvir b'steyacher." Uvir is u'ashein. V'chein u'oyim. How do I know that "biar" means shame? Says in the pasuk, "Kashiyavar hagolol ad tumay." Now, what is this "Kashiyavar hagolol ad tumay" referring to? This is referring to Achia that was telling Yerovam about the bad news, that the whole base Yerovam is going to be destroyed because of what Yerovam did in splitting up the Melucha and putting up the two Egel Hazavs and forbidding everybody to be Oyle Regel to Yerushalayim, rather to go to his two Agolim. For those of you that have Ois number 7 in the Masoretus Shas, Lechain says, Achia Hanavi, Himni may be Ra'a el base Yerovam. Terrible things are going to happen to Yeravam. Bichrati liyeravam mashtin bekir. I'm even going to destroy among Yeravam all the males. Otzer v'ozer b'Yisrael uvi'arti achrei beis Yeravam kashe yivayr hagolol at tumay. You know the beer that's going to occur to Yeravam like yivayr hagolol at tumay. Now what is this expression yivayr hagolol at tumay? So Rashi explains at the top of the Amud two different pshatim. Number one, the word golo comes from the word giloi or megula, because a shein, a tooth, is sometimes visible and sometimes it's hidden. That's the top Rashi. Hagolol hainu shein shepam megula pam mechusa. Depending if you're talking or if you're eating, you can see the other person's teeth.
Or smiling.
Or smiling. Exactly. Or perhaps frowning too. Anyway, uksiv be yivayr. Oh, so I see Yevair comes together with Golo. Golo is referring to teeth. Teeth is Yevair, is beer, is teeth. Lishnachrina, Golo is from the word Gololim, Zerei, the excrement. Shashem of Eris Lamachal, after Hashem does a good job in consuming and devouring the Michael, ultimately the waste comes out on this on the other side. The Nas is Golol Kamoi Gololi, Odom Gololi Behem. Ah, so therefore what the Novi is telling the base here of him is, it's going to be destroyed until it's going to remain just a bunch of Gololim, just excrement. Ah, so therefore how did we get to that Golol? Through the Kasha Yevair, through the Biur of the teeth. So bottom line is, I see now, the beer and Shane are related. So in this posse, what it says, the Shilach has beirai u beer b'stei acher. We're talking about both the case of the Shane and the case of the Rekel. So that's the raya to both of these.
It's interesting, but we could easily also explain it's fire.
So for that, we have another pasuk. I don't know if you still have your Chumash handy, but if you do, it's great, and if not, I'll read it out to you.
Thank you.
And that's the next pasuk. Pasuk Hey. Ki seitze eish u'motze akoitzim oi v'necha godish oi akoma oi hasoda shalem yishalem amavre sadeir. So that's where eish is, and that's in fact Hever of our Mishnah is from that pasuk. This pasuk Yav Eish is referring to Shilach as
a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Amava. Would you think it'd be used more of the beer? It uses as.
I'm with you. I agree with you. That's why, especially to ask you for the Chumash, so that we can see it.
What about in the pasuk of the Arta Haram Mekirbecha?
Yes, what about that? It means to destroy.
Right. So, meaning that depending what the context is, it has multiple.
It can have multiple definitions. Just like how do you look up Webster's dictionary, sometimes you have three or four definitions, depending the context. As you said, Shkoya. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, so now we have identified the Makoiros for the two Ovois of Shein Varegel. But we still haven't answered Rav Papa's question, and that is, which one of them is Kiyoitz Ben, which one is Lav Kiyoitz Ben? So that we're going to address soon. We're not at that point yet. Omar, top of the Yom, the Shilach, Zu HaRegel. We just said Shilach HaRegel, Mechein Uroim, it says in the Pasuk, Mishalchi Regel Asher B'chamar. The Pasuk that we quoted on the bottom of the Yom. So tomorrow, time of the Kosar, Mishalchi Regel Asher B'chamar. Apparently, the only mokar that we have, the only source to determine that the Shilach is Regel is from this Pasuk of Mishalchi Regel. Freiti Gemara, Halav Hachi B'may Mukmislam. If you didn't have this Mishalchi Regel, how would you interpret then the word Vishilach? I Karen, are you going to tell me Vishilach means the Karen of the Behema? Tzip, Doshtei Tuchshoin. You tell me, where is that? That was in yesterday's Gemara. Where the Gemara said, Ki Yigach Shoir Ish Es Shoir Reyeu. Oh, it says, Aloshan and Nigircha. So, we know Karen already, it says in the Pasuk. Ishein, Ulta Ksiv. That's what we just learned now. Ubir Besteyacha Kashiyavar Hagole Ad Tumai. So Ibazoi, I don't need a supporting pasuk Mishalchi Regel to tell me Vishilach Zuha Regel. I know it by default, because otherwise what else would it mean? Says Yuma, no. Itzvich, I do need the Mishalchi Regel. I might have thought that this pasuk, Vishilach as Biiroi, Uvir Bistiacher, both Shilach and Bir are referring to Shein. She's saying, why do I repeat it twice? Behod de Machaliakana, Adalay Machaliakana. Uvir has that sense to it of total destruction, total consumption, like Biur Chometz, or like Ariel just told us, Uvir Toro Mikavecha, you totally destroy the Karen, that's Uvir. And the Shilach is maybe the Loi Mechal Yekana. There will be an example of Loi Mechal Yekana. So Rashi says, for instance, if the animal goes and grazes in somebody else's property and eats an aruga when it's still in its infancy, the soifer lachs or vilitz moyach after it eats up whatever it eats, and then after that, keep the animals away, it'll reproduce and it'll grow again. So it's not, I mean, at the moment it's done terrible damage. However, this is not irreparable damage. This is the type of damage that can be cured, so to speak, a remedy. So therefore, maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you. Mishilach as be'iroi uvir. Mishilach, if it causes temporary partial damage. Uvir when it does total damage. And therefore I wouldn't know all the din of regular, I'd only know the din of shame. Kamash Mulan, that's why you have to be shalach, regular shor v'chamar, to tell you that v'shilach is not shame, but rather it is regular. Okay. Now that I know that v'shilach is referring to regular, shein d'lo mechayek karna minolan. You know, that's a very good question. How do I know shein d'lo mechayek karna? After all, since the Torah doesn't use the word shame, it uses the term uvir. Uvir has that sense to it, total consumption, total destruction, total annihilation, there's nothing left. So how do I talk and know shein that's doing only a partial mechayek karna? Like we just said, ate the initial tefuah in its infancy, and it's going to regrow. But in the meantime, it's made a terrible hezi, but it's not a kilui karna. How do we know that? We know that. After more doing the regel, we're going to learn shein from regel. My regel loishna mechayek karna v'loishna mechayek karna. Af shein loishna mechayek karna v'loishna mechayek karna. It's true, shein itself, I have no absolute proof inherently in shein. But I'll learn shein from regel. Regel, the Torah doesn't distinguish between kilui karen and not kilui karen, because the Torah doesn't use the term biur when it comes to regel. It just says v'shilach as be'iroi, that the animal is going to leave the initial owner's property and go into somebody else's property, graze and cause damage and destruction. It doesn't use the term biur. So whether it's partial destruction or total destruction, it's all the same vis-a-vis regel. Ah, so since by regular there's no difference, by shein there's also no difference, whether it's partial or permanent or temporary, whatever damages it makes, that is called shein.
So if you have partial damage, then you don't need a pasuk for all.
Oh, so Rashi asks your kasha. If you look at Rashi, about 7 lines from the top. V'kasha, you have Rashi in the
Yeah, it's
a little asterisk. Exactly. Hey, chimot zilem meimer, even idi hashein, If you remember, we had the same thing legabe the truma. If a person has an eved, and the eved happens to be one of the avodim, and it says that if he happens to be a ger v'toishev v'chayimach legabe the that Eved, the Gabi eating Truma. So the Gemara said, what do you have to have two psukim? Just go and say that if the Ben Sheish can go and eat, then certainly the one that's near Tzav forever can certainly eat. Says the Gemara, no. Why? Because if it would only say one of the two, I would say that that's the one that's the permanent one. That's the one until Yovel. It's not the one that's only until Sheish. You know what I'm referring to?
I know.
Yeah, so therefore the Gemara is saying the same thing over here. Very good. So here, if it would only go and say one Lashon, that's talking about the Kila Karen one, not about the Loi Mechai. So if I have both, then I would say one is Loi Mechai and one is Mechai. Okay, so now we have now cleared the Shilach is regular. Let's go talk about beer now. Uvir zu Hashem. And now the Gemara asks the same kasha in reverse. Time the course of the kasha yivara gol al tumay. That's how I know uvir means shame. Olav achi with that pasuk. Then mayukimna. What else would I mayukimna law? What else would I say? E karen is uvir referring to karen. See if that's a kiyigah shor ish shoriye. We already have yigah is karen. E regel. See if that's v'shilach. So by default, the only thing that's left by biur is referring to shein. So what do I need to have a special pasuk hashivara golad tumay? And for the one itzrich, I do need a pasuk. So kadaych amin idi v'idi arrega. Maybe both the shilach and biur are regular, and would make sense because this is all one pasuk, right? Ki aver ish sodei cherem v'shilach es biur, right? Uvir b'steyacher shilach and biur go together. I would say they're both talking about regular. What do I have to have two lishinus? Hod the ozlma meila, hod the sholach sheluche. One is when the animal grazed on its own. In other words, there's a big, big sign on the other person's property, no trespassing. And the animal, unfortunately, cannot read English. Or even if it can, it ignored that sign and it trespassed anyway and caused damage. So, of course, the owner has to go and pay, because that was negligence on the part of the owner. Sholach Shaluchai, if he actually sends the animal in, Nigeyaram Bahaimadi, and go and eat by the Shochin's property. So says the Gemara, that's I might have thought that v'shilach es b'iroi means I sent the animal. Uvir means if it went on its own. And that's why I don't have a din of shein. I only know the din of regel. So how would I know that the halacha of shein? That's why you have to have that uvir kashivara golatumai. That uvir in fact is referring to shein and not referring to an ozel memela by regel. And now the Gemara asks the same kashas before. Regularly, ozel memela mean other. In a chanami, maybe taka the din of regulars only v'shilach as biri, only when I send it in, and not when it goes on its own. So Timur again, do me the shein. Ma shein loishna shilcha shluchay loishna the ozel memela, because when it comes to shein, I don't see any word v'shilach. It just says uvir. It went to made the damage. So there's no difference whether it damaged by my sending it into the other field and damaging, or by it's walking on its own and damaging. They're both the same. The same halacha applies that you're chayiv on the hezek of regel.
Sorry? A question on this pasuk of
it's from Naveen.
Correct.
Why don't we ask Yalfinan?
Divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah lo Yalfinan. You're asking, why don't we say divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah yofina? So you remember the Gemara asked that question yesterday, and the Gemara said that it's not a yafusa, it's just a giloi milsa ba'alamahu. That's like the Gemara said in the Gicha Bekeren. Remember, we learned that from the Pasuk of Vayasli Tzidkia ben Kanana Karni Bezel. And he said, Be'eile Tanaga Chesaram. And the Gemara said,
it's hardly a giloi milsa ba'alamahu. This is a halacha. This is the only source.
You know, but this is the only source interpreting the word ubir, that bir means shame. But from the Pasuk HaSheyivara Golatumai, we don't learn any halacha. It's just a dictionary reference. How do I know the word ubir is referring to shame? I have no raya from the Torah. Oh, but I have a Pasuk in Nach that says Yivar and Golo go together. So shame causes damage through bir, HaSheyivara. So therefore it's logical that the bir over here is also referring to shame. But now we're learning Allah. Now, what's the din of shein? Chutzin nezik or nezik sholem? Is it Rishus Ram? Is it Rishus Yochid? Or is it talking Rishus Anizik? Or does it have to be Me'aliyah, Me'gufay, Mishalim? All of those halachas, we don't learn any of that from the Kashi Yibar. That we learn all from Bia.
It seems circular. It seems saying that we need to learn about shein, and therefore we're learning it from this pasuk. How do you know that the pasuk talks about shein? Because we need to learn from it.
But we learn from it a definition. It's just what the Gemara called yesterday Gila Milza. Like the Gemara's
Gila. We want to know that that's a definition.
But all the rules are implanted in the Torah, not in the Navi. Mm-hmm. The Navi's only way to translate it.
To define.
Right,
the
to
word
define here. It. But it's not. All the rules themselves are not in the Navi. That's just a side note.
The rules and regulations are in the Torah.
We have it as an odd, but we wouldn't know about Shein independently from the Torah.
So our Gemara is telling us that much reliance on Nach is permissible if it's only for definitional purposes, informational purposes. But once we get to the actual halachas, then those that you have to find in the Torah itself, and you can't derive that from the view. So continues the Gemara. V'lichtiv rachmona v'shilach v'loi bo'i ubir. Let the Torah only go and say the word v'shilach and leave out ubir. In other words, you just say v'shilach as b'iroi, l'steyacher, meitav sodeh, meitav karmi. What do you have to say ubir for? What's the benefit of just saying v'shilach? Because the mashma regel, u'mashma shein. Because the word shilach itself is susceptible to two separate definitions. How do I know? Mashma regel, like we just said, d'chsiv, mishalcher regel, shavar chamar. U'mashma shein d'chsiv, v'shein behemais, Ashalach bom. Oh, so you see the word shiluach even applies to shein. That being the case, I can use the shiluach to go and cover both. That if chas v'sholom a person shor causes damage in somebody else's property, either through shein or through regel, you got to pay. So I don't need uvir. Says the Gemara, no, I need uvir. Because ilav kro yaseir avimina oy ha. I might have thought to myself, the Turk's not talking about both. It's probably only talking about one of the two. Or you regel the hezekai matzoi, or either regel because its special tchuna, its special characteristic is hezeke motzoi, that regel constantly is walking and going and coming, so therefore it's inevitable that there's going to be a hezek sooner or later. It's motzoi, it's on a frequent basis. Oishein dieshon olezekoi. Or shame, its special tchuna is that when the animal eats, oh, it's hatana. You can always see the animal taking its paw and rubbing its belly to go and show how happy it is that it's eating there in the other person's field. Ah, and therefore, says the Gemara, if it only said v'shilach and not ubir, I might have thought we should only learn one of the two and not both. Great Gemara, no, no. All due respect, mechlish kulenheh. Both of them are shoku, meaning they're both basically on the same level, meaning each one has its own special property, this or quality. This is Hezeke Matzoi. This is Yeshano Lezekoi. V'yavoy Shneim. Therefore, logically, we should learn both. Which one can we exclude? Which one should we say, no, no, we don't have room for you? If both of them are mashma in this word of v'shivach, then logic would dictate that you have to include both, because both of them are hezekes, which are shilach. It's a mishalchi regel, and it's a shemei mishalach ma. So tomorrow, it's shilach. No, I need uvir. So kadaitachem anamili heicha d'shalach shaluche. Like the Gemara said before, if it's only going to say v'shilach, then I would say only if you send your animal and said, go into the other guy's property. Aval azal meid, if the animal went on its own, loy, I would think that you would not be mechuyev. The Gemara asked this question before, and the Gemara said, how taka do I know? It says the word v'shilach. The Gemara says, well, we learned it from Shein, because Shein is no different to whether it's Shalach Shaluchei or Azal Mamela. But here I don't have that teretz, because we're trying to learn Shein itself from v'shilach, together with its brother being Regev. So then I would know the difference between Shalach Shaluchei and Azal Mamela. That's why you have to have the shilach ubir to go and tell you it makes no difference whether you sent the behemah in or the behemah went on its own. In all cases, you're going to be chayev for regel.
Why would we have that thought that, that if the animal wanders on its own and does damage with shein or regel, you're not chayev? Because the Mishnah says hasar shaban shedarkon lahezek v'shmirasan alecha. You have a responsibility to keep the property from damaging somebody else's property.
What you're saying is correct, and that's all based on this Gemara. In other words, if we didn't have this Gemara, and
the Mishnah couldn't assert that.
Exactly.
Okay.
If
okay.
We would say it's only Shalosh
okay.
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 Only when you do an active form of attacking and a hostile act to your neighbor.
Right.
But if it just went on its own, I would you say maybe a potter. Kamash Malo. Okay, so anyway, bottom line is now we have. Yes?
Yeah, but if you don't keep your animal restrained, you're responsible.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay. Even though you didn't tell him to go and do it, right?
Yes, you're right. And why did the behemoth do it? Because a behemoth is a behemoth. I mean, that's what behemoths do. Good.
You can't be a behemoth.
That's right. Shkoyach. Okay, so bottom line is, Rabbi Yisai, we have now clearly identified the makoyrois of the two ovois, the Zikin, one called Regel and one called Shein. But we still haven't gotten to the answer to Rapapa's halacha. Rapapa said, Yesh ben kiyoitzben, yesh ben lav kiyoitzben. What are the toldos which are kiyoitze or lav kiyoitzben? We haven't even discussed the toldos yet. Oh, we're now at that magic moment. Told the Shein Mahi. What is the tolda of Shein? Now, look, yes, Shavu.
Point out that you're sitting with someone who's an expert in shame.
Oh, that's very the word that you said now is Zeyashem.
Sorry, that was
very
shame.
You got it.
You didn't acknowledge it though.
Zeyashem, shall we? Zeyashem. Good. Anyway, let's come back. We are now going to explore the toldos of shame. Logically, we should really go through the toldos of regel first, because we identified regel first. But as you know, in many other Gemaras you have that as well. The Gemara says that we just concluded, we immediately jump on that. Exactly.
ABBA.
Exactly. We're talking about Shein, so let's talk about the toldos of Shein. Okay, so what are the toldos of Shein? The av of Shein is that an animal goes and eats with its teeth and causes damage by eating somebody else's crops and property. What are the toldos? Nischachecha b'koysel hanosa, b'tinfa peris hanosa. So the Gemara is telling us is, what is the tchuna? Tchuna means the quality, the characteristic of shame, that its hezek includes hanoa. Oh, so it doesn't have to dafke be through eating. It could be that the animal has an itch on its back, and it's trying to ask the other behemoths, please scratch it for me. But the other behemoths refuse, because they're a bunch of
animals.
A bunch of animals, a bunch of behemoths. They only are selfish, they're not selfless. So what is the animal going to go and do?
Roll around. And
exactly. So how does it roll in this chachal? Because it goes over to the wall that separates between his property and the other guy's property, and it starts rubbing its back against the wall. And it does a great job, and us, and then the animal says, it's gewaldig. But guess what happens? And the wall came tumbling down. So now you have a malacha, a tolda of shame. It's not a form of eating, but it's a form of having hanah, and it caused damage. You got to pay. So that's a tolda of shame. Or similarly, tin for peres lanasa. What means tin for peres lanasa? Rashi says, similar to what you were saying, our good friend Ariel, that the animal was rolling over the peres. If you look at Rashi, it's about halfway down, a little bit past halfway. Nischacha b'koyis lanasa, they pilosa, and the wall fell down. Oy tin for peres lanasa, shenizgalgala alein, it rolled over the peres, kiderach susim v'chamoyrim. If you've ever seen horses horsing around, or chamoyrim donkeys, that's what they do, is to play and have a good time, and but if apparently they don't have Lego or the similar toys, so they are misgalgal, or could be they had an itch and there was no wall available, so they figured, oh, these are nice payers, and they're gonna dreizach on the payers. Anyway, bottom line is, by doing so, they cause mass destruction to all of these payers.
Tinifa
means to dirty.
Okay.
To make something dirty. There's grabbed is another pshad ben chananel, which is much different than the Rashi, if we can find it in Ben Chananel, because fortunately, unfortunately, all these different prints have a slightly different. So the bar, what do we have that? Would be here. Tchunachman
v'shilach. Told the shame kosheish the behema.
Which
line? Four lines from the bottom of the.
Four lines from the bottom. Okay.
Just talking about kosel and us.
Told the shame kosheish the behema. Okay, so you see Taka, the fifth wide line down below.
Right.
What's the tin for peres lana asa piresh? Ilule she'osisa tzrocheho hoise mitzta eres tichachayim neshenena. The tinaf over here is the animal was looking for a lavatory and saw men and women and couldn't find one for behemoths. What is it supposed to do? It relieved itself. Ah, Baruch Hashem. The behemoth probably said, Ashiyutzar, the Kreisa Kavunim. But guess what happened? As a result of relieving itself, all the payers were ruined. Who's going to eat from payers?
Wait a minute. Isn't manure considered good
for it? It's growing, but not after it's not there, not there, it's harvested.
Okay.
Would you want to go and buy in the store manure covered? One thing, it's manure grown, but not manure covered, right? Okay. Organic.
Well, both are not too appetizing.
Exactly. Right. Okay, anyway, regardless, getting back to our Gemara, so that's another pshat in the tin of payers lahanasa. Zokti Yomara, obviously, this is not the same picture as the animal eating, but both of these toldois, the animal is having a knot. So what would you say? Is that kiyoitz ben olav kiyoitz ben? Is my shno shein tiyesh hanol lezekoi umamoyin chushim rossi alecha? Just like the av of shein, what is its tchuna, its quality? That it gets hanor when it's mazik, and it's your momoin ushmaros elech, and you gotta watch it. Haninami, these two, meaning this neschachacha bekoisel or the tin for peiris, ulzi yeshanol ezek, and the animal is a machaya. For the first time, it's relieved of its itch in the back, and it was able to urinate, etc., and or defecate, or to have a good roll over the peiris. Momoin ushmaros elech, and therefore says Yomar elamai told the shein kishen. This is Taka, one of those cases. Remember, Rav Papa said, Yeshmen ki yoitzben, Yeshmen kalav ki yoitzben. We've now decided that the toldos of Shein are ki yoitzben, just like Shein. So, in Bazoi, the Chiyom Rav Papa's wonder, Rav Papa say, Lav ki yoitzben? By default, the toldos of Regel. So now let's examine what are the toldos of Regel. Toldos of Regel, Mayi. Now remember, the normal quality of Regel is that the animal walks, and as it's walking, it steps over pots, pans, bottles, kalim, whatever, and it causes destruction. Not intentionally, it's just because the animal goes absent-mindedly. If the animal had a little more cycle, it would see kalim, it would divert itself and detour to the right or to the left. But a behemoth is a behemoth, and that's what happens. So says the Imar, what are the toldos of Regel? hazeka begufa derech hilucha. It didn't cause destruction with its feet, but rather with its body. What does that mean with its body? But the animal, as it's walking, rubs against the wall of the chatzer, and guess what happened? The wall comes tumbling down. The animal didn't do it because it had an itch of some sort. It wasn't lahana asa, just the animal wasn't careful. The animal was just walking and going through and boom. So it was mazik begufa derech hilucha. Or besara, or with its hair. What happens if it's hair? Rashi says, nidbeku kalim besara vigarasam. What happens if there were kalim there? For instance, if there was a wall, and there was a ledge, and on the ledge there were kalim, and then the hair of the animal or of the tail got stuck in one of those kalim, and as the animal was walking, boom, it threw those kalim down. So that's again derech regel, derech hilucha. Ubishlif shalda, a shlif means a masui, some sort of peckle. That's how the Ben Hanan defines it, a masui. It had a package on its back, and as it's walking with the package hit against kalim, against the wall, or whatever. But brumbia shebafia, or some sort of muzzle in its mouth. Bizug shebitzavara, or if it had a bell around its neck. Any of these things, if it hits kalim, walls, this, that, the other thing, it can cause damage. None of that was intentional. It was all just a behema, not lahana asa. Behema just walking derech hilucha. So says the Gemara once again. What's the quality of regel that as it's walking, the hezek is frequent and it's your mominess and therefore you have to watch it? Haninami, in all of these cases, if you have an animal, make sure that it's here, doesn't get involved in schlepping kalim, and that the masui, the peckle, doesn't hit something and all the rest. So haninami hezek and matzui alecha. And therefore, Allah told the regel kiregel. Oy, so now the Tolda of Regel is also Kiyotze Behen. So now, yesterday we established the Tolda of Keren is Kekeren, and so far we've established today the Tolda of Shein is Keshein, Tolda of Regel is Keregel. So where did Rav Papa said, Yesh men lav Kiyotze Behen? So we're now done with Shar, and we move on to Bor. After all, that's the Seder Vamishnah, Hashor Vabor, Vabor, Hamava Vahever. So let's see Bor. When her papa said, Yeshmen lav ki yoytze behen, it must mean a tolda de bar. So tell me, what are the toldas of bar? Here the Gemara doesn't have to say what's the marker of bar, because it says in the Pasuk Befeidish, ki yiftach ish barach, yichre ish bar, right? V'nofa sham ashorach hamar. So the bar is clear. I don't need to go and bring mishalche regel. I don't have to bring kesher yevayer. It says bar clearly. So now I know what a bar is, that an animal falls into the bar and gets killed or gets damaged or whatever, that's the din of bar. So now what the question is, what is the tolda of bar? We have to determine whether the tolda of bar is kiyotze lav kiyotzben. Kamra papa tolda de bar. Tolda bar, my neil. Give me an example of tolda bar. Ilei ma'av yud, the tolda test. Maybe the av of the nezikin of bar is when it's 10 tvachim deep. The tolda is when it's only 9 tvachim deep. And as the Gemara will explain shortly, and as we'll find out throughout the Masechta, that when a bar is 10 deep, then it's considered to be a dangerous instrumentality, assuming that you can call a bar an instrumentality. It's dangerous, because Yud Tvachim is enough kedei lahamis, meaning that if an animal falls into a bar, it's 10 tvachim deep, there's a good chance that this animal will die.
Perish.
Will perish, exactly.
That's 20 inches or so.
Well, it depends. It's 20 inches. That's correct. Good. Shkoyach. Now that happens to be, I'm in it. Tvachim. Hey, an amma is you multiply by two get to your foot. But a tefach is 4 inches.
4-0.
Because the tefach is considered to be like a hand.
Oh, I see.
So there are 4 inches.
Amma is...
An amma is
24 inches. 6 tvachim.
6 divided into 24.
Is 4 inches.
Four. So it's 40 inches.
40 inches.
It's about a meter, basically a meter.
Deep or wide?
Deep. 40 inches. A meter deep.
Yeah, 40 inches.
The animal falls in, good chance it won't come out alive. Okay? However, test 9 is ein boy kitei lahamas. It could be this animal happens to be infirm and frail. It might have died just walking down the street too. It could be that it'll die, but it's not considered to be a dangerous, fatal, it's a dangerous, but it's not a fatal instrumentality, because a normal, regular behemoth of regular health, etc., should be able to get in and get out, may have a broken leg at the end of the day. That could be. But it should be able to go and live. So now the question is, Maybe you're going to define the word Oveis Nezikin in our Mishnah of Bar, meaning that it's 10 deep, and maybe the total is it's only 9 deep. Says Gemara, that's unlikely, because loy teskiv loy yuksiv. If you look in the pasuk, it just simply says ki yiftach ishbar, ki yechri ishbar, v'nafu shomar shomar hamar. It doesn't say anything about 10, it doesn't say about 9. So therefore, to say Oveis Malach is that the principal Malach in the Torah is referring to the 10 deep, where does it say 10 deep in the Torah? It doesn't say anything. So there's Mahalai Kasha. Doesn't this is a shver? Because it says, Vameis Yeloi, right? If you look at number 5, you should now have the benefit of the. I don't know if you have numbers or if you have Aleph Beis.
Aleph Beis.
Oh, excellent. So what you have, hey, do you have there?
Yes.
Hey, wonderful. So what does it say? Baal Habor Yishalim, no. Kesi Yashul Olav, yeah. So for the previous pasuk says, Kifta Chishbar, Chichrishbar, Menafesh Shamashama Chamar. Next pasuk, Baal Habor Yishalim, Kesi Yashul Olav, Vameis Yeloi. Now, how did you get a mace over here? It just said, Nafesh Shamashar Achamar. And now it says, Vameis Yeloi. So you're kind of jumping to conclusions that the Bema fell into the bar, Nafashama, and now it died, says the Gemara. Vameis Yeloi Omer Achmana. The Rabbanan had a Kabbalah Masoira. The Yud Av the Misa, when it's 10 Tvachim deep, meaning 40 inches deep, that can cause, it can make it fatal, not just an accident, but a fatal accident. While Tes Nezikin Avdi, Misa Loy Avdi, a 9 Tvachim deep bar does not go and cause Misa.
But we're not talking about Misa, we're talking about Nezek. So why can't we say this is a derivative of bar?
One second. So it says the Gemara, even though it doesn't say Befeirish, Yud and Tes, nevertheless, the words Vameis Yeloi combined with Enof Hashem Mishar Chamar Vameis Yeloi, so sometimes the animal will fall in and will not die, and sometimes the animal will fall in and it will die. When does it die? When doesn't it? If it's 10, it will die, or at least it's likely to die, and 9, it's not likely to die. So are you going to go and establish that the Av is the 10 and the Tod is the 9? Saif, saif, no. Ze Av l'misa, ve ze Av l'nizokin. Both of them are Ovais. So we're
right.
Going to take the bar, we're going to split it in half. A 10 dikka, that's going to be an Av l'misa, and a 9 and less will be an Av for nizokin.
Right.
So what is the Tod then of the bar that we're trying to determine? Ki yoitzben, laf ki yoitzben. Oh, I'll tell you. A person, as you know, bor is b'shus rabim. And what happens now? A person, instead of creating a bor by digging out a crevice, a crater into the street, instead he goes and leaves an evan, a sakin, or a masa in the middle of the street. And guess what happens? An animal trips over it and then dies or gets damaged. So that would be a tolda, because that's not digging a bar, but it's the same type of hezek that you've created by making this terrible obstacle, not an obstacle in terms of depth, but in terms of height, in Rosh Hashanah. Oh, so that's the tolda. Pray tomorrow, before we identify whether tolda is saying ki yoitzben alav, or lav ki yoitzben, hey chidami, tell me exactly the details. Not enough just to say evan, tzaken, and masa. What else did he do? In the afkarin, if the person put it there and said, I'm afkarin, I don't need it anymore. Anybody who wants to take this heaven sack in the masa, it's for free, take it. And bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, hani bar. Both Rab and Shmuel say, dos is mamish a bar. It's no different than a bar that you make deep and a bar that you make high. Both of them are takolois that you mafkir in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. Who's this Rab and Shmuel? That's what we're going to talk about now. Be delay afkarin, if the person kind of absent-mindedly left the Evan Sakin and Masa. He wasn't Mafki, so I'm going to come back for it. First I have to go to the Daf for now, and then come back and meet Shem, and I'll pick it up. So Eli Shmuel, now what happens if a behemoth got a hezek as a result of tripping over this Evan or Masa? So Zoktimor, Eli Shmuel, the Amma Kula Mibar Lamanu, Hainu Bar. Shmuel says it makes no difference whether you are Mafkirit or not Mafkirit, a Bar is a Bar. Bar is a takola in the Rishus Harabim, so whether or not you said, I mafkrit, anybody can take it, or you left it there without lots of using your brains, but you intended taking it back, a bar is a bar. Vilarab, the Omar Kula Mishoira Lamadnu, Shoras Rab says, no. In such a case, since you are not mafkrit, it's mamoinoi olech, it's your mominous. By a bar, you can't go and identify the bar as being your mominous. Number one, because a bar is the absence of something, not the, in other words, you can't It's not tangible. He can't go and grab hold of a bar. So you're going to go and say, okay, but he owns the bar. He doesn't own the bar because the bar is always b'shus harab. So therefore, he has created this takala in the public thoroughfare. It doesn't belong to him. Says Rav, when you're talking about the avnei sakinu masoi, that he was not mafkir, he left in b'shus harab, it doesn't have the status of a bar, it has the status of a shar, that it is your mominus. What difference does it make whether it's a bar or a shor? That's not our Gemara. Mirat Hashem, we're going to have that daf on daf chof ches. The Gemara is going to discuss that in greater detail there. But getting back to our Gemara, so therefore says the Gemara, the mimon of shach. If the avnei sakinu masoi, he was mafkir, then it's just mamish like a bar. No difference. It's not a told, it's like the av itself. And lamai, you're going to go and tell me, it's talking about he was not mafkir. So according to Shmuel, that's also a bar. And according to Rav, that is shor. So Zot Gemara, third line, Maishna bor shikin tchiles as yosel nezik umamun choshmir also lecha, haninam tchiles as yosel nezik umamun choshmir also lecha. And therefore says, Imara told the bar kibar. Now what does Imara mean to say that tchiles as yosel nezik? This is a little bit shver, because when you're talking about a bar, tchiles as yosel nezik, from the first moment that he's starting to dig it out, he's going to cause hezik by his digging it out, even if it doesn't get all the way to 10 tvachim, and only gets to 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim. If a behemoth trips over it and busts its nose, its toes, its leg, whatever, it's all hezek. So it's tchilas es yosel nezek. In the case of the avnei sakinu masoi, when this sakin was created, when this masa, when the manufacturer put together this masa, this bekel, it wasn't tchilas es yosel nezek. So Rashi is bothered by this question, and that's where Rashi says, hani nami tchilas es yosel, you see it's parallel to Altimara, Tchilas mashenasu bar, from the beginning of its halachic status as a bar, the hainu one was like, kishahut klisham, as soon as you put it down, you chucham from the manishtan. You go and put an avnis kina masoi in the middle of Shusram. What do you think is going to happen with such an avnis kina masoi? It's going to cause a problem. If it doesn't cause a problem now, it'll cause a problem in 5 minutes and a half an hour. Eventually, some shor hamor is going to walk in that path, and guess what? It's going to trip over it. So tchilas asiyosei, putting it down, Rishas Rabbim, from that minute on, you made it into a mazik. So therefore says the Gemara, back to Gemara, told it to bar, ke, bar. So now we've gone through shor and bar. So far, all of them are kiyotzebehen, no nafkimina whatsoever. So chikam rav, papa, when did our papa say, laf kiyotzebehen? I told the mava, oh, that's the third one in our Mishnah mava. So before we even talk about the toldes, we first have to identify what does mava mean? My new says, "Imor does lecha machleikis between Rav and Shmuel." The principal machleikis will be further down on the Amud. If you just have your eyes glance down to about three quarters down the Amud, you see Hamava vahever two dots. My Mava Rav Omer Mava ze Odom Shmuel Omer Mava ze Ha Shein machleikis. We're going to get to it shortly. But getting back to where we are now in the Gemara, says Zok the Gemara, "V'chikam Rav Papa told the Mava." Mind you, what is it? Ila Shmuel the Omer Mava Zushein. He says that the definition of the word Mava means shame. So Gemara, if that's the case, and Rav Papa again hits a dead end, if you will, Ha'ut Kimna told the Shein Kishein. That's not one of the Lav Kiyotzibehens. We already said that Shein is like Shein. What was the case of the Shein? The Nischachacha Bekoislan, also Tinfa Peraslan, also the two Pshatim that we had, Rashi Ben Hananel. Anyway, so that's the same. Ila Rav Di Omer Mava Zeh Odom. Oh, Mava means Odom. Odom Hamazik, someone that causes Hezik. Frankly, my Ovis and my Todus Ispei. How can you identify? Please explain to me what means the Odom, and we have many times in the Torah that says that Odom Hamazik. Now the question is, if a person is a Mazik, L'choira, whatever he does is an Av. What's the difference between Av and a Toldom? So V'chitem, maybe you're going to tell me Av Ner. When he's awake, and he goes out, and he hits something or somebody or whatever, he's doing it intentionally, or even if he's doing it negligently, but he's alive and awake. And what would you say is the Toldom? Toldom means that he's Yoshen, that he is sleeping, that in the middle of his sleep, he goes and turns over, and his hands go and hit the other guy on the next bed, or he hits the clock, and the clock falls down, and it breaks, or whatever. That's the Toldom when he's sleeping. But we have a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? A very famous Mishnah. Odom muedli oilam bein or ben yoshon. When a person by creation of Hashem, automatically he is an instrumentality of potential hezek, whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping. So the chori, there's no difference then. That's not the tolda. So how are we going to define the tolda of Adam? Oh, of a kicha v'niyai. What's kicha v'niyai? Kicha v'niyai basically are the same, but they're slightly different. If you look at the Rashi, Ella tolda d'Adam, right? Rashi is parallel to Agimara. Hainu kicha v'niyai. Kicha is roikapeh, that means a saliva that a person spits out. Niyai is lechas achoitim, that's the mucus in the nose. And then we have in the third pshat that the Marshal apparently takes out, that it says, Roik hayoitzim mitoich gufe agav koyach. That's some sort of phlegm that you try to get up and you try to bring it up from your lungs or whatever, and then you spit it out. So, which of course is similar to spittle or saliva. But another pshat in kicha v'niyai, and if you want to see the choices on this point, kicha v'niyai you see on the right hand side, pirish hakuntris meyor af. That's the without the parentheses. Remember he said about the niyoy is lechas achoitim. Right. It comes from the nose. Because of benetam, because of mesechus nida, it says ketani kicha v'niyoy umeha'av. Also, you see, me'av is something separate between beside kicha v'niyoy. V'nira de kichoy hu hayoitzim en hagoroim bekoich. That's taka the phlegm that you go and try to get out, try to expel. Oh, v'niyoy hu hayoitzim en hape'ah yidin yanua. That's the saliva that a person has in his mouth. If you have an accumulation of saliva, so you have your tongue, for instance, going and moving it around and spitting it out. So therefore, that's the niyoy from lashon niyanua to go and that it gets a novenod yibar. It's a kind of
wanders.
It wanders inside the mouth, and you want to get it all out. So you're not it. Okay. Anyway, but getting back to our gemara, sekicha v'niyoy is therefore referring to lechayra. Now that's chayra. That's good. That's a good told of Adam. Now the gemara asks again. Hey chidomi. How did the saliva cause damage? Did it cause damage as the person was spinning out? Somebody was passing by with a beautiful silk garment, or for that matter, he was standing in a store, or he was standing next to somebody's piles of begodim, and one of them was silk, and then by spinning it out, some of the spittle got onto the silk garment, and it damaged it. Or somebody had a delicious cup full of wine or whatever, of coffee, whatever he was drinking, and especially if he went to an expensive store like Starbucks, which some people are not supposed to go anymore because of whatever statement they made. Oh. But regardless, I'm not going to give out. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the point is, if somebody were to go and spit in the other guy,
sneeze into it.
Sneeze into it, exactly. Nobody would want to drink it anymore. Exactly. They would think it's COVID, they would think it's a chumais, who knows what, and he just paid $18 for a cup of coffee when you could have gotten a whole bottle for $9. But that's akasha for masik. That's how people are. So either hari da'azi kamaski, if it's coming out, it's masik, as it's emanating from his mouth, then it's like his koyach, meaning that, says Rashi, that's like odom gufay. Who says that Odom Amazik is dafka when he gives a patch with his hand? He can go and damage by spitting out on somebody too, or in somebody's garment, or into somebody's coffee, or whatever. Elamai ibas denaich, it fell on the ground. And now somebody slips on it, so bein l'rab bein yishmul hain bar, because suddenly he's mafka ready, he doesn't want to take that kicha v'niyoy back, and so therefore that's bar. And therefore says, Yigmar el tolu demavik imave, ay, 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 I now have yet another av of Hezek, where told the same ki oitzemen. Rabbi said, where is the elusive told the same lav ki oitzemen? Oh, I got one more. We have shor, bar, maven, hever. Hever, of course, in the Mishnah, not in the Pasuk, but in the Mishnah is talking about esh, talking about fire, beer, chametz. V'chikyom rapapa told the esh. So tomorrow told the esh, my name, what's the definition of a told of esh? We know what the av of esh is. What's a told of esh? Inlay ma'av lisekina ma'soy shenichem barayish gagoy. The Noflu Baruch Matsuya Veheziko. Oh. Person had on top of his roof an Evan Tzakin Umasa. Under normal circumstances, it could have stayed there for 50 years. However, a Ruach Matsuya, a frequent draft of a wind came by and pushed it down. Veheziko, and they caused Hezek to an animal, to a person, to whatever, to Caleb, and it caused a Hezek. So what are you going to call that? That's going to be a told of Eish. Now, why is that a told of Eish? Because he didn't do the full av of the hezek, it was propelled by something else. Just like the eish, I make an eish in my own property, I say, Eish, stop here, don't go further. And then the Ruach Metzuyah pushes the Eish into somebody else's Sode Acher. Here too, the Amd is Kino Maiso, I left him on the roof and I said, Chevra, stay here nicely, don't move. And then the Ruach Metzuyah went and pushed it down. So this is the Tolda of Eish. So Hechidam, Ibahadi di Azikamaski, if you're talking about that as they are coming down, they hit somebody over the head, or Kalim, or animals, or whatever, as they're coming down. Haino Eish. So the Chor, it's exact same quality as Eish. Each one of them, Maishna Eish Dekoyach Acham Uruba, just like by the Eish, it doesn't go and happen on its own. You have that Ruach Metzuyah that pushes it along. So the Chor is exactly the same. Ella told it to Eish is Ke Eish. The told of Eish is Takalak like Eish. In other words, Rabbi said, we've now come to a dead end. We've gone through all four. The Shor, which was, we said, Karen and Shane and Regel. And we went through Boyer. And we went through Mava, which according to Rav is Odom. And now we've gone through Hever, which is Eish. In all cases, Tolda is Kiyoitze Behen. Where is that Tolda of Lav Kiyoitze Behen? Told the regel. Rabbi said, weren't you listening earlier in the shir? Regular kimli. We already said, told the regel karegel. That was the prum of shebefia, the masa, the shlif on the back, and the zuk shabat savora, and the saora. That's all told the regel. One second. V'chati nezik tzeroi rois. V'hilchus v'gemiri lo. What's the case of tzeroi rois? The animal is walking down the street in the Rishus Rabbim, and it kicked up some pebbles. When it kicked the pebbles, nothing happened to the pebbles. The pebbles aren't meant to be kicked. I mean, the pebbles do nothing. What happened now is that these pebbles now hit a bunch of crystal jars that were there on the side, crystal vases, and they broke, and they fell down. So this is not considered to be the Av. This is considered to be a Tolda. And this is a very logical Tolda, in the sense that
Endurance so, power.
It's koyach koyachai. It's not the animal itself that's doing it. It's a derivative from that koyach. It's by the animal kicking up the pebbles. And then the pebbles hitting, if there would be nothing else around, nothing would have happened. It's just that pebbles now did the Vlad Nezik. And what was that? That it hit now some fragile, whatever, and it broke. Oh, this is called Tzroi Rois. Tzroi literally means pebbled. That's, and what's the then over here? Regular is always Nezik Shalom. Shane is always Nezik Shalom. The whole concept of Chutzi Nezik is only by
Karen.
How do we get Chutzi Nezik? Hel Chazag Gemiri Lots. Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Freiti Gemara. If it's Halacha, if you're telling me it's Chutzi Nezik Troyers, why are you calling that a Tolda de Regel? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to say that this is a Tolda of Karen? Because Karen, we have this distinction between Chutzi Nezik and Nezik Shalom. So, that's why would it call it regular? Regular is always Nezik Shalom. Elamai, with the Chayr, what you could ask is, the reason why Vamai Karila told it the regular is because it happens through regular. It doesn't happen through Karen.
There's no, it's not an aggressive action.
Exactly.
It's dark olelech. It's not a...
Dark olelech, it's Nezik Motsui,
the animal. The animal's a mild animal. There's no hostility.
So Mar Lechay should go and answer that. It's not Kabanosan Lahazik over here.
Right.
So Toises asks it. You see the small Toises, two lines further down.
Yeah.
And my Karla told the regel. Avagav the Domi the regel. Akim Shadina Choluk Hayelikris Lashem Bifnei Atzmo. Ooh. What Toises is saying is, you're 100% right. It's similar to regel, but it's a derivative. You can't call it Karen because there's no hostility involved. But you can't call it regel because regel doesn't have Chutzi Nezik. So we should have four categories. Every time we talk about Shar, we should talk about Shar consists of four. We have Karen, Shane, Regel, and Tzroi Rois. Why do we say that it's a subcategory, it's a Tolda of regel? It says, Yimara L'shalom Min Aliyah, to tell you that you have to go and pay Min Aliyah. What means Min Aliyah? There's a concept of paying from guf, and there's a concept of paying from aliyah. Guf means that, for instance, if an animal gores another animal, by the case of Karen, first three times it has the status of a short tam, and the short tam, number one, you only pay chutzi nezek, and number two, the maximum amount that you pay is the value of the animal that caused the hezek. So what happens, let's talk in terms of modern day. You don't normally see a lot of animals that gore and hit other animals. But what happens if you happen to be driving a little Volkswagen, a small little Volkswagen? The whole Volkswagen costs Christ $10,000, and then you go and damage this huge
Tesla.
That Tesla, the chush of a car, which of course requires $50,000. It's probably a second-hand Tesla. Okay, anyway, so this $10,000 is hitting the $50,000. Since it's the first time, let's assume that that's a told of Karen. If it's a told of Karen, or it's Karen itself, a told of Karen, whatever you want to call it.
So, intentionally rammed it.
So what happens the first three times?
Stop driving,
The Tesla, but this is the Volkswagen.
The Volkswagen, the person drove it recklessly.
Exactly.
And malicious.
And assuming...
No, he's Adam. Let's mow it.
I agree, it's probably Adam Mamazik and not Sharp. Yes, Charlie, what's next
there? Today, you have to be sure it's an accident.
It's an accident. I love it. Great, Givaldic. Here we have this tragic accident, and you're able to go and lighten it up so you shouldn't all feel in sorrow and in misery. Yeah, thank you, Shaq. Anyway, so think of an animal that happens to be a Volkswagen animal, and think of an animal which is a Tesla animal. And now, what happens? What was the value? The Tesla was totally eradicated. It was totally tishmeted. How a Volkswagen can do that, I don't know, but that's what happened. Hit the battery. Shiny. So what happens now? So this $50,000 is worth zero. But since it happens to be chutzinezik, how much do you have to go pay?
Maximum 25.
25,000, right? That'll be chutzinezik. The ganze Volkswagen is only worth $10,000. So that's the din of Karen. You only pay Migufo, you don't pay me Aliyah. That's the maximum you have to go and pay. Machenki, in the case of the chutzinezik sorius, by inserting that as a subcategory of regel, as opposed to a subcategory of Karen, here you'd have to go and pay, even though you're paying chutzinezik.
There's no cap.
There's no cap, exactly, whatever you have.
Chutzinezik comes out to be, that's what it is.
Exactly right. Beautiful. Shaman Aliyah. Frank Timor, that's very good according to Rabbapa. How about me, boy, Rava? Rava has takashayla. The boy Rava, chutzinezik, sorry, is meguf mishalim, min aliyah mishalim. He takas the shayla. So if you're going to go and paskin that it's going to be megufoy and not min aliyah, so there's no reason to go and slate it in with regel, push it into the Karen. And if it's going to be part of Karen, I'm going to be stuck again. I won't find a told to say in love, ki oizabem. This Karen is chutzinezik, this is chutzinezik, and the damage. So, Zog to Yimara, the Rav, me boy, little papa, pshitolei. The Rav attack had the Shaila, the papa said. Rav says, there, Hashem, the Shaila, but I can tell you for sure, it's min aliyah mishalim, and that's why it's a told of Karen, and everything is fine. I'm told of regel, and everything is fine. Frank to Mother Rav, the boy, a my curl, a told of the regel. Why is Troy, Chutzinezi, Troy considered to be a told of regel, if you're telling me that you're paying me gufa, and not min aliyah? After the Mother Poyter, Mishazam, there's another nafki min between regel and Karen. What is that? That every time you talk about Shein Veregel, it's got to be Ubir Bistei Acher, that it's a Hezik in the other person's
private property,
the Rishus of the Nizik. No. You're not Chayiv on Shein or on Regel in Rishus Rabim, only in the Rishus HaNizik. Mashenkin, when you're talking about Karen, Ken, you're talking about Rishus HaRabim. The Torah doesn't say anything over there by the Rishus HaNizik. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's the reason why we call the Tzroiris, the din of Chatzinezik Tzroiris, that is a told of regular, not a told of Karen. To go and tell you that it's about Rishus HaRabim, you're only going to be mechuyev if the animal is walking on Ruvain or Shimon's property and kicks up some Tzroiris, and the Tzroiris go and break some beautiful crystal vase or whatever, then you'll be chayiv. It's got to be Dafke Rishus HaNizik. Fine. Next Gemara. We've already covered part of the next Gemara, so Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, you walk down the street, you're waiting for the red light, somebody stops you and says, remind me, which are the Toldos saying Ki Yoytzebehen, and which are the Toldos saying Kalav Ki Yoytzebehen? So you're going to go and tell them that Gabi Shabbos Toldos saying Ki Yoytzebehen. Mister, I'm not talking about Shabbos, we're learning now Bavakam. Well, the Gabi Tumma, it's Lav Ki. I'm not asking about Tumma, I'm asking about Gabi Hezek. So which one? So you'll tell them from A to Z, all of them are told the same Ki Yoytzebehen, with one exception, the Chatzinezik Tzroyerois, where you're only paying Chutzinezik, even though it's a Tolda of Regel. Regel is always Nezik Shalem. How can it be Chutzinezik? Good. So that's the sum total of today's Gemara. Now let's just go and touch on a Mava Vahever. We're really only going to touch on Mava. Frank Timor, what's the definition of Mava? So Timor Rav Amma Mava Zeh Odom, like we said before, Shmuel Amma Mava Zeh HaShem. Rav of Amava Zeh Odom Dechsev. So in the pasuk Omar Shomer Osa Boikev Gam Loila Im Tevoyun Bo Oyu. Now, what is this pasuk all about? If you look at the Rashi right before the wide lines, Rashi says, "Amar Shoymes, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu." The Rabbeinu Shalom is giving us, if you will, a little bit of mussar, and he's saying, "Asa Boiker." Surely, Asa Lovoi Mashiach will come, and when that happens, there'll be a Geula Boiker. It's going to be bright light, Geula Tzadikim. The Gam Loila, but it's going to be ultra dark at the same time. Choshech LeRishoy. Now, which category would you like to be? Obviously, in the first category, you want the light, you want Geula, you don't want to have Choshech LeRishoy. So Zok the Pasuk Im Tevoyun. Tevoyun means, says Rashi, Im Teshuva B'Tshuva. The word ba'u is like we have iboya. The Gemara always says iboyelahu. It's a shailer. He asking, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you, please, be moichel me, take my tshuva. Alm ba'odam ksiv ba'oyu. So we see this is referring to a person, the lashon of ba'oyu. So, zokti Gemara, mava ze odam zotrav. Just as a derech agav, I saw in this week's Inyan magazine, which is published by the Hamidia, an article from Rav Shloima Ashkenazi. Rav Shloima Ashkenazi used to live here in Washington Heights, and now he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he writes in an article that he has a next-door neighbor. That next-door neighbor, oh, very fine, wonderful, no, start again. He has a chavrusa that he learns with in yeshiva and koil, whatever, and that chavrusa has a next-door neighbor, and the next-door neighbor, who was a frum, fine, he had a daughter with Sotsuki glitched. OTD, Nebuch, she was off the deck. And what happened? And she moved to Be'eri. And she was taken on that Simchas Torah as a hostage together with all the other 10, 20, 30 people. And they were all together in one. That's all together. Right. But I'm talking about a particular truck or a particular wagon. She was combined with everybody else. And then as soon as she saw what was going on, she said, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm going to do tshuva. If you save me, I'm doing tshuva right now. I'm going to be a Shemesh Shabbos. I'm going to come back. I'm going to go back to my father, everything else. A minute or two later, one of the Arabs who was going with that truck, hey, what are you doing here? Get out of here. And he threw her off the truck, and she's alive and kicking now because she did tshuva. She escaped. They rejected her. They threw her off. He didn't know that she's saying doing tshuva. And Tavoyim Ba'i, you want that Geula Tzadikim, daf tshuva time. Anyway, what do we see from all of this? Mavzeh Adam. Chesiv, Asim Baikin Tvoyim Bayi. Ushmul Amam, Mavzeh Hashem. Chesiv, I have another pasuk. Ech Nechpesu Esav, Nivu Matzpunav. That Esav, the Matzpun, and it's so Matzpun is, I think,
conscience.
Here the word Matzpun is from Russian Tzofen. If you've ever participated in a Seder on Leil Seder, you have Tzofen, what is that?
Hidden.
What is hidden? The Afikoymen, right? Tzofen Berach. You go and put out the Afikoymen. So here the Matzpunav is talking about the hidden treasures. So we're saying about Esav that they will be Nechbesu Esav, they're going to search among Esav, and they're going to find Nivu will be revealed and disclose the Matzpunim, meaning all of the hidden treasures. Ah, so how do I see that Nivu has anything to do with Mava, to do with Shein? My Mashma, what's the Mashma is for the Pasuk, the Tagger of Yosef? Yosef explained, Ichtin is Balish Esav is Galin Mat Muroihi. What does all of that mean? The last two words, Isgalin, means become revealed. Mat Muroihi, all of those things are hidden. Now, on this Kimetagim of Yosef, this is the Toisis that Barry and others frequently cite throughout Shas. We have throughout Shas Kimetagim of Yosef, Kimetagim of Yosef. So Toisis has two Pshatim. The pshat that he rejects and the pshat that he accepts. The pshat that he rejects is the easy pshat, and that is Rav Yosef, unfortunately, was a sagi nohar. And since there is a rule, dvarim shechsav ef shele oimrim al peh, so he's not allowed to quote a pasuk by heart. So therefore, Rav Yosef would always quote the targum of the pasuk instead of the pasuk itself. He knew all the targum unklus by heart.
I'm sorry, why wasn't he able to quote it?
He's blind.
He was blind.
Uh-huh.
And there's a locha that dvarim shebechsav ef shele oimrim bal peh. Something which bechsav, you're not supposed to say it bal peh, you're supposed to look inside. They say that Hedech Sam Soifer, when he was giving a drush and quoting a pasuk, he had the chumash open in front of him and he quoted it. And if he didn't have a chumash or tanach available when he quoted the pasuk, he always made a slight shinui in the pasuk to go, so he shouldn't be over this inyan of Zvam Shechsav Yatlan Lapeh. Okay, so therefore, that's why Rav Yosef was matargument. Toisis rejects that pshat because he says, we have a rule of Eis Las L'Shem Eferu Torah Sech, and that's the reason why we have codified all of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and we have all the written Gemaras, not only art scroll Gemaras, even regular Gemaras. Back in the times of the Torah, this was prohibited. It's Varim Shebaal Peh, Efshar to do Bechsav, Eislas Hashem. Says Toysis, the Gabir Rav Yosef, Ein Lucha Eilas Hashem Gedoyin Mizu. Rav Yosef will never be able to go and learn any part of Tanakh if he can't quote a Pasuk. And therefore, Abadi could quote a Pasuk. The reason why we talk about Gemara Rav Yosef, because he was a Baki, he was an expert in that field. See the second toy before the end. Targum Rav Yosef, Nakar Rav Yosef, he shared a Baki with Targum. He was an expert. He knew the whole Targum, Unkles Targum, Yonisab Ben Ezeel, all Targum Rishalmi, all the Targum Ba'peh, Fishiyesh Kama in Yoni Targum. They're all different types of Yoni Targum, where they add and subtract and explain. But not like the way people say, Vishay Yisaki Nor, he was blind. Udvarm Shechusav, he had to show Leim Ha'peh. Ulakacha Yom Betargum. The Mishem Eis Las Lashem. Omer Hasam Dishari, you're allowed to. Eislav Hashem. Name the Vais Lasa Gadol Mizad. Nebuchadnezzar's blind. Of course he's allowed to go and quote. What do you say? You want to see Bereishis, you have to look inside the Torah. I can't look inside the Torah. Nebuchadnezzar's blind. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So, Kibbutak Rav Yosef is Galen in Mit Meroi. Mit Meroi means the treasures, the hidden treasures. Galen became Megula. Oh, so this Megula is like we said on the Amud Aleph, Golol Megula. So Niv'u Matzbunav is referring to Mavet, it's referring to shame. Rab, my time of the Yom Kishmuel. Why does he learn like Shmuel that Mava means shame? Amalach Miktani Niv'a. After all, the mocker is from this pasuk of Niv'u. So you would expect it should say Niv'a, but it says Mava. Ushmo, my time of the Yom Kishmuel, why do not look like Rab? Amalach Miktani Boya, it says Be'oyu in Rav's pasuk. Does it say Boya? It says Mava. You can't bring clear-cut rayas from the psukim because, it's in fact, you're right. It says niva and it says ba'oyu. It doesn't say boya in the Mishnah. It doesn't say no'a in the Mishnah. It says the lashon or niva in the Mishnah. It says mavet. So the psukim are not 100% decisive. Therefore, Rav, my time of Shmuel. So it's very simple. Tana Shar v'chom milu d'shar. Since the first category in the Mishnah Shar covers the waterfront, Karen, Shane, and Regel, so I don't need Mava for Shane, I already covered Shane. I don't have to keep on repeating Shane and Shane and Shane. Ushmul ami, otan ali Shar. It's good. So Shmuel, Amrav Yehuda, Tana Shar l'karnoi, Mava l'shainoi. That Shor comes to tell you the din of Karen, and Mava comes to tell you the din of Shane, and now you're thinking to yourself, and what happened to Regel? Mm-hmm. That's what Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Aleph, and the Gemara will eventually change it, for those of you that like to see the end of the story. If you go almost halfway down the Amud of the Amud Aleph, Ela Amar Rava, Tanashar L'Ragloi, Umav L'Sheinai. Shor and Regel are covered with Shor is Regel, Mav Ishein, V'achim Kam L'Rizek Rizek, we'll see that mentioned tomorrow, skip three or four lines. The Karen my Shire, what happened to Karen? At the end of the mission, it says, therefore, it's all covered, but not in the word char. So bottom line is, when somebody asks you, what does shar mean? According to Rav, shar means, yeah, according to Rav, shar means, call me the shar. So what is mava? Mava means Adam. And according to Shmuel, so far in today's Omid Beis, it's saying that shar is the karnak, but tomorrow it's going to say shar is the raglai, and mava comes to teach you shame, and that should be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you all for
participating.